Last Save Loaded, episode 395. Hello and welcome to the Last Save Loaded podcast. Would you believe that we're supposed to be in summer pretty soon, if not already? Because I don't know about where you are, but where I am, we've been having horrendous winds all week and bad rain. Rain so bad, in fact, that we had hailstones that looked like it had been snowing in May. And I am Justin Smith, and someone with a weather report, hopefully for me from another part of the world, is Mr. Colm Sheridan.
Good evening, Justin. I'm Justin here now, and there's a gale force wind blowing down with dark clouds and lots of rain. Yes, it's May. It's not summertime. I don't care what anybody says. It feels like it's the middle of November. It is only 27 minutes past six, and already I feel like I need to turn the lights on. Not the lights in my brain, Justin, but the lights in the house. Good evening, Justin. Welcome to the weather forecast for Dublin, Irish town, and it's horrific here. Stay indoors, keep your daughters indoors, and most of all, lock down your hatches, babies.
I'm glad to hear that your weather is very similar to mine. I also am close to getting up and putting the lights on at the same time of the day.
Wow.
Yeah, I mentioned the other day when I was driving home and I had to fight my car from the wind, and even this afternoon it felt a little bit like that. We've had winds of up to 45 mile an hour today.
Well, I guess it's global warming then. Except it's not global warming, it's more global cooling.
No, it's global warming somewhere. Somewhere is really, really, really hot. And that's why we've got all this strong wind, because it's all rushing in to get across and fill up the space where it's all heat rising. That's how I rationalise it.
You're a genius.
Well, or I can, you know, talk a lot of crap. So, yes.
Genius crap, still.
I'm very glad to be talking to you today, and I was only speaking to you yesterday, and wouldn't you know it, I'll be talking to you again tomorrow. It's like almost like the trolls in The Hobbit talking about mutton. Mutton yesterday, mutton today, and blimey if it won't be mutton again tomorrow.
I'm just amazed at the fact that you can remember that. Anyway.
I've read the book a few times.
So did I, actually.
So, yeah. What's going on at college? You had your presentation. How did that go?
No, we didn't have that yet. I'm just preparing for the presentation. Okay. I've done the PowerPoint slide. It's got the seal of approval from the lecturer, and now I have to do my well, I won't say show notes, but they are notes to go along with the presentation, which is part of the overall presentation that you submit.
Yeah.
Once you have done the presentation, you also submit the show notes and the PowerPoint slide. So hopefully I'll be doing a test run on Monday week.
Do you think there's going to be anyone in the class that really struggles? Have you seen anyone that looks like they're going to fail?
No, I don't think it's certainly not something they go out of their way to try and make you fail. They're more than helpful. And if you've any issues or any, you know, questions, they're more than helpful to answer them and point you in the right direction.
Well, that's really good. I'm pleased to hear that.
It's good. It's a great way to teach, in my opinion.
Has everyone been given the same sort of assignment, or are you doing your presentations on different things?
No, we're all doing the same. We're all doing the same subject, which is electrostatic discharge, and we just do our own PowerPoint slides and do our own layout and so forth. But it's all basically
And forgive me if I'm naive with this assumption, but electrostatic discharge, would that be the reason why when you buy a component for a PC or something like that, they have it in that anti-static little bag to stop
that
the,
would be,
stop
that
it
would be
being
correct,
shocked?
Justin. That would be correct, yes.
Ah, lovely.
Yeah.
Is it, it's not a myth then, it does actually happen.
It does, yes.
I just think they have them in these like foil bags for no reason
yeah.
at all.
Yeah. Yes, I was doing binary as well during the week. We were learning how to binary code and stuff like that, yeah. Ones and zeros.
There's two types of people, those that know binary and those that don't.
Yes, that's it.
And what's the other one? There's 10 types of people and there's those that know hexadecimal and those that don't.
Yeah, no. There's 10 type of people.
The joke is there's
1-0 type of people that know binary and those that don't, or something like that. And the 1-0 is obviously
the flag for on.
Yes, on off, which is where they get the symbol for on off as well.
Yes,
is from the binary code. Yeah, so yeah, that was a bit of a head scratcher, but I got my head around it. So yeah, that was good. We had to get the binary code for our IP addresses. Yeah, there's a good way of doing it, actually.
192.
Yeah.
Was it every modem that's on your network to your PC has got the same 192.168.1.1 or something like that?
Yeah, because they're private IP addresses. They don't go outside onto the internet.
Yeah.
So anything that's internal, they can repeat that number because, you know, it doesn't go outside past the modem.
Yeah.
But anything that's external, because when they started with the IP address, they thought, 400 billion scenario should be grand or 4 billion or something like that. But it turns out they're running out of numbers now, so they have to go to different IPv6, I think they're starting up now or something like that. Anyway, we're on IP version 4.
Maybe all these people with these VPNs having false IP addresses and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll be coming to you when I decide that I want to set up my own little home network and use an old broadband adapter from, you know, Sky or whatever to connect it to my Virgin and have local hubs within the house.
Okay, I look forward to that one, Justin.
And you can go, it won't work, Justin. That's the wrong thing. You've kept hold of those modems for 17 years. It won't work. It's not even Wi-Fi N. It's Wi-Fi Wi-Fi G or whatever.
Yeah.
I see. I do know some random things. I just
you do, yeah.
I just impressed. Know that there's letters and they're different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you feeling more informed and more cleverer now that you're doing this? Or so far, are you just going, I knew all that anyway, because I'm pretty clever?
No, I've never said that in my life, Justin. And I have a lot of Word experience, but I'm still learning new stuff about the Word and how they approach them. And I'm still learning some stuff about Excel and functions and stuff like that. So it's all good. I'm taking it and I'm embracing it fully and not going like your, you know, typical teenage, I don't want to learn this and all this. I'm full of enthusiasm and I am enjoying it. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure everyone that is listening and many people that are not are glad that you're doing this and you're enjoying it and it's all seems to be sinking in.
Seems to be, yeah, I like that. That's a good phrase, Justin, seems to be sinking. Yeah, that's it. I come back in 6 months' time when I'm doing my exams.
So other than prepping your slide notes and show notes for demonstrating and such, what's been going on with you?
Well, I went up to my mother's. Apparently, carpet sweepers are still a thing, Justin, because my mother's had a carpet sweeper and it's broken. So I went up to her earlier than usual on Wednesday.
Is it just called a broom?
Well, it's a carpet sweeper because that's what they had in the 80s without any motorised.
Is that that thing that just kind of looks like almost like a tank from the side and you just kind of wheel it backwards and forwards and it It's like having a vacuum cleaner, but with no suction.
Yeah, it's got brushes. But now they have batteries of some very, you know, minor power, like, but they have a little bit of suction. But they wouldn't be as good as a Hoover, obviously. But so
or any other brand of vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, her toaster went and her carpet sweeper went. So she said, oh, you wouldn't mind bringing me up to Power City. That is a thing, by the way. I don't know whether you have Power City in England, but we have Power City.
We did have Powerhouse, but yeah, electrical appliance store.
Yeah, yeah. So I said, yeah, that should be fine. They're back open this week. And according to Google, they were open till 8 o'clock. So I said, well, I usually get up to you about 8. So what I'll do is I'll go up a little bit earlier and, you know, say 4:30 or something like that. So just to make sure. Of course, we just got there as it was closing at 6 o'clock. And it's possibly the quickest run around a store I've ever done in my life. There was no browsing. Get to the toaster section, get to the carpet sweeper section, get one and get the hell out.
Oh, so you didn't have time to stop by and go, do they sell games here? Just out of interest while I'm here.
Yeah, I would have had a nice little browse over there and I didn't get the chance to, so that was good.
Well, at least they didn't lock the door on you as you arrived and went, no, you're too late.
No, they were very kind, actually. The bouncer on the door said, yeah, go ahead in, we're just closing now. I think it was at 6 o'clock on the button, so they could have refused this entry, but they didn't, so that was nice. Then we went to the bank machine with my mother to get a mini statement to see how much money was in her bank. And it was like me, myself, Ryan, and my mam hovered around the bank machine.
Three generations.
Didn't look suspicious at all, I'm sure.
No, it's just a family of Sheridans.
So, yeah. So that was all good. We got the vacuum carpet sweeper thingamajig and the...
technical phrase for it.
The two toaster. She just needs two toasts. No, she doesn't need a four toaster anymore. Well, she didn't have a four toaster, actually. She informed us on the way back, that's the second toaster I've ever bought in my life. And I went, wow, that's some going, Mother.
Mm.
Usually most people have to replace their toaster every couple of years, like, you know.
It's, I mean, it depends how much you use it. My toaster's many years old because I don't use it
toast
that much.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, other than that, busy in college, and yeah, it's been a good week, Justin. I did have a little bit too much to drink last night when we were playing our game.
You did have a bit of a rant before we started the stream.
Yeah, that was a sober rant, Justin. That wasn't a drunk rant. Anyway, so I was hopeful we would have finished it last night, but it was a good session.
Yeah, we only all died twice.
Oh, yeah, there was a little bit of a cranky call moment there, all right, when I rushed ahead and left you two lads in the lurch in the previous section, but we got there.
That means we died three times. There was also a cranky Cole moment where, upon owning up to the fact that I had blown myself up with a bazooka by trying to shoot over a wall and actually shifting it into the wall, when you had one and then died, and I tried saying, did you not just shoot it into the wall? No, I did not do that. I was like, ooh, okay, it's only because I did. I'm just owning up from experience.
Yeah, so sadly Scott couldn't join us. So yeah, hopefully, I'm not sure how we're going to manage next week, but we'll manage something, I'm sure. Would you reckon that we would have it finished next week, Justin?
No, there's two stages of four chapters left. And that's assuming that we don't go back and finish chapter two, which we pretty much skipped three stages of. But of course, if we went back and did that now, we'd be like super leveled up. We'd just breeze through it.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. Anyway, so the plan is to finish the end and then go back to chapter two and finish that then, is it?
Yeah.
Can you chapter select then at that stage?
We're on chapter select as it is.
All right, good.
And then after that, we can put that one to one side and we can get started on Sniper Elite 3.
Oh, yeah.
And then Colin can be back to dropping crates on my head.
Hopefully, yes. That would be the plan. So I also finished my Little Nightmares 2 stream this morning. Finished that game. Very good game. Awesome game, in fact. And yeah, that's it for the moment.
Lovely.
So, Justin, how was your week?
Well, my week, Colin, thank you for asking, was mostly playing Mass Effect and playing other things and watching other people streaming and getting bugged by people saying, Justin, you've got a camera, why aren't you streaming again yet?
I don't know who that could be.
Certainly it's not you.
Oh, isn't it? Okay.
And I'm glad to say that last night I finally finished painting the Orc Blood Bowl team that I started on the stream 6 months ago. 7 months ago, I guess. It was in October.
Yeah, seven, yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. And with Ruth coming to visit over the half-term holidays that we've got at the start of June, I needed to reclaim my table, which means getting all that painting stuff on there. So I said, no, I will sit down and I will do it, and it shall jolly well be done. And some bits were just soul destroying, and every time I went to tidy up one bit of paint, I'd splodge on another one. And anyway, I was there last night, and I looked at it and I went, yep, that'll do. It doesn't matter that it's not necessarily perfect. It's table-ready perfect, which is what we like to describe things when it means that you're not going to put them on show and you're not going to submit them into like top-painted contests, but you can put them on the table and enjoy them and go, yes, that's clearly like in a team with this one.
So that is a team, top-painted contests.
Yeah, if you go to a tournament, they always, with these miniatures, they do have like spot prizes for people who spend a lot of time painting their figures. And it's also why that there are plenty of people who do commission paintings. You know, they'll say, send me your team and your colour scheme and I will paint it for you and charge you, you know, an amount of money to do it. You might think, well, if I'm asking you to paint, you know, 12, 13, 14 figures, that might be not cost effective, but at the same time you have to ask yourself how much you value your own free time. I had a manager once who said, every week I take my car to the car wash and I pay someone £5 to wash my car. And he said, yes, I'm well aware that I could wash it myself, but my time is valuable and it's certainly worth more than £5 an hour, so if I can pay someone else to do it, I will.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just that them people that wash their cars take pleasure in washing their own cars. It's, you know, to them that's...
Well, that, yes, yeah, so that's the sort
car
of...
time.
You mean the sort of person that's outside going, look at my car. This is my car.
Yes,
and you will see how much attention I'm giving my car.
Yes, something like that.
I don't know where that voice is coming from.
Down the road that goes out onto the grass and pumps iron in his top.
What, like Muscle Beach style?
Yeah, except he's not Muscle Beach style. He's a sad, pathetic, grumpy little shit. But, you know, we laugh at him. Not in front of his face, obviously, because he beat the crap out of me. But, yeah, he's one of them nasty-looking people. He's not a very nice person. But then that's just me judging him, so maybe I should give him the benefit of the doubt, but...
Are you suggesting that he probably likes nothing more than standing in front of a mirror looking at himself?
Possibly. He does think himself something, I'd say that to him. He's not a very... He doesn't even say hello to you, like, you know, he's one of them people.
For legal... He knows for legal purposes, we could be talking about anyone on the planet.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad that you are in good spirits at the moment and not grumpy. And we've had quite a run of happy Collie on the podcast, and I don't know if I should be getting... I mean, we've already said about the weather that after a little bit of bad weather, you're bound to have some good weather. I don't know if I'm expecting a seriously grumpy collie coming up soon.
Well, I don't know, but Justin, if we keep recording 2 days consecutively, one after the other, you're bound to get grumpy collie back again. That's all I'm saying to you.
Well, we haven't recorded in two days in a row yet.
Not yet.
That's just the plan.
That's the plan, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay, let's move on and let me ask you, what have you been watching?
I've been watching a few things. Now, I was watching this film called Red State, which the Film Guff guys were going into great detail about on the last podcast. So I decided while I started listening to the podcast, I said, no, I shall stop listening to the podcast and go and look at this movie that they're referring to. So it's really, really heavy going in places. It's basically this group of lads, teenage lads who are, you know, reaching puberty. I'm sure they're not really in real life because they're probably older than pubertic grunts. But anyway, they get this offer of a one night with a lady. These three lads, and you know, they're not going to say no. So the lady, they meet her in a little caravan. Is that what they call them? They don't call them caravans in America.
They call them the trailers.
Trailers, yes, that's right. So they go along to the trailer and the lady says, I don't want sober men in my body. So she gives them a drink and it turns out she's drugged them. And then they wake up in a cage in this church of this crazy man who wants to rid the world of all people of a sexual nature. That's all I'm going to say about that. He's a crazy loner. And yeah, what he does to one of them is it's not exactly kiddie friendly, let's put it that way. But it's quite good and it's quite intriguing. And yes, it's not one for the faint hearted, but I could see Brooker watching this and if he hasn't watched it already. It's good. I enjoyed it. So that's all I'm going to say about that. And then I watched this film called One Other, which is about this boy that has a facial defiguration. It's a lovely film, actually. So he has to go to school after being homeschooled for years. And so he's about 9 or 10, I'd say. Maybe 10 or 11. So he has to go to big school or whatever they call it in America.
High school.
And it's a high school and it's about his journey, you know, making new friends and all the things that can possibly go wrong along the way. And yeah, it was lovely. So I enjoyed that. Then we're continuing on with our Superstore. We're on season 4 now. There's only one other season left, but there's quite enough episodes in there to keep us busy for at least another 2 weeks, I'd say. And finally, I'm continuing on my season 1 of Doctor Who, which I haven't watched in the last week, but I did watch previous weeks. So I'm on episode 8 now, I think, at this stage. And yes, I am enjoying it. And then I hear there's this documentary coming out on Netflix today. Dawn of the Dead or something, style of that type of thing. So maybe I'll get to watch that. I noticed that the cinemas are open in your neck,
yes,
in the woods now.
Yes, they opened on Wednesday.
I'm looking forward to hearing if you actually went to the pictures, because usually you're quite, you know, you used to be quite twitching around, tweeting about, oh, I'm off to the cinema tonight and stuff like that. But I don't know whether you've managed to go there this week, but I'm hoping you will. Yeah. So that's what I've been watching, Justin. And of course, watching people stream as usual, Trillian. Congratulations to Trillian for making her affiliate status. Wonderful news. And of course, I would have been watching you, Justin, if you had been streaming, but you haven't been. And I've been watching Cockney Charmer, and yeah. So yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks, but enjoyable all the same. So Justin, tell me what you've been watching.
Well, Colm, as you have asked about the cinema, I have not been back yet. Haven't really had the chance since they opened on Wednesday. Wednesday night I was playing Divinity with my friends, and Thursday night it was zombieing with yourself, and we're here tonight on Friday night, so no time to get to the cinema yet. But I am going to be going soon, because I was looking at what's on at the cinema, and there's a number of things that have come out, well, certainly at Cineworld, that are things that have previously been released on home rental, such as the new Mortal Kombat movie and the Kong versus Godzilla movie, or Godzilla versus whatever it's called.
Yeah.
But I was talking to Ruth, and she said, well, I'd be interested to see the Mortal Kombat movie. So I was like, well, that can be arranged. So hopefully next weekend, next Saturday, I will get a chance to watch that. Hopefully.
Nice.
And maybe get a chance to see other things during the week.
Cool.
I haven't really got anything like urgent that I want to rush out and see.
Is there much on? I can't imagine there's that many blockbusters on at the moment.
Let me see if I can tell you what's on at my local cinema. So, tomorrow, there is Peter Rabbit 2. No, thank you. Spiral from the Book of Saw. So, the new Saw movies. I saw Spiral, or whatever it was called, the other year. It just didn't seem the same. There's Godzilla versus Kong. There's one called Those Who Wish Me Dead, which has got Angelina Jolie in it. That is being pushed I've seen quite a few adverts for that on YouTube. I'm possibly thinking about seeing that.
Okay.
There's a film called The Unholy, which I believe is a 15, but I believe is a kind of horror type one.
Okay.
And yeah, Mortal Kombat. That's what's on at my local. What else? It's got the Tom and Jerry movie, Nomadland, and Maya the Bee, the Golden Orb. That's what's on tomorrow. So yeah, there's a few things out, but right now I'm only thinking about maybe seeing two films from that list. Yeah. I will be glad if they put like Wonder Woman 84 back out of the cinema and I can watch it there. Also, I'm waiting for Spectre follow-up, whatever it's called, you know, a Day to Die, or well, I don't know, the next Bond film anyway. That's, and Top Gun, you know, they're summer blockbusters, which hopefully we won't go into another lockdown and we'll be able to watch.
Hopefully.
So I've not been to the cinema, to summarise, but planning to. What I have been watching is on the Disney Plus, The Bad Batch, which I mentioned a couple of weeks ago. We're now four episodes in, and well, excuse me. Oof. It's all about Omega, the clone girl. That's I'm not going to say any more. people that are, it's being released episodic, so it's not like people can yet sit and binge watch and get ahead of me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil it for people that are waiting till it can, they can sit and watch it all in one go.
Will you be watching that new cartoon that's supposed to be out today, Mod or Mad something, or it's supposed to be a Marvel?
MODOK.
MODOK, yeah, that's it.
I'm aware of who MODOK is. He's this, like, basically giant head with tiny little arms and legs. And I would be interested to watch it. I know who the character is. And he's also a character that you can play in Marvel vs. Capcom. So, yeah. Yeah, interesting. He's supposed to effectively be like a super brilliantly clever person that, you know, is 99% head and brain, and then the rest of him is in this hovering chair.
Right.
Then the only other thing I've been watching is Taskmaster, which it was the final this week, and it was pretty conclusive who was going to win it as the weeks went on. I really enjoy it. Have you watched any Taskmaster after we've tried to explain to you the concept of the show?
No.
You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, maybe I don't. I just see it as an English thing. I don't know.
No, they have managed to spin it off into several countries now.
Okay. I'll have a look, I promise.
So, yeah, well, there you go. That's that.
That's not a lot, Justin,
it's,
for you.
It's not a lot, because I haven't... because I was heavily playing Mass Effect one way or another last week, and then I've been trying to get my painting done, because I've got to try and tidy the house up again.
Of course you do, yes. Good.
Yeah, so let's move on to some listener comments. And some of these are quite a bit long today. So,
okay.
I'll let you read the first one and then the second.
Thank you.
Because it's the same person. And then I'll go from there.
Give it a bash. Yeah. Cool. He's having a rant as usual. Ian, Japanese symbol for beginner, BitDead at BitDead77. Check these great podcasts, #FF, @BossWave, @LastSaveLoaded, @ABHpod, @60MinutesWit, @VeteranGamersUK, @CharacterUnlock, @TheDestinyShow, @TheWilderRide, @SealPodcast, @StinkingPaws, @OCD&D, @Cop_Show, @TheRealQueens01, @MildThreatPod, @OC_Podcast, @BKOnTheAir, @JoysticksChill. And Ian BitDead77 replied, "Nor sure if it's a good thing, but you fine gents brighten my day at Last Save Loaded." Thank you very much, Ian.
Thank
it's
you.
Good to know we brighten someone's day.
Well, you show me where the light switch is and I will brighten your day.
Oh, you sexy thing.
I believe in miracles.
Where are you from?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
stay focused, Justin.
So Brooker, @Brooker411, says, "Thanks as always to the guys from At Last Save Loaded for the company on my very, very wet evening 10K. Always appreciate the pair of you in my ears. However, @Onya6, I will go against type and defend the Horde on Twitter when it comes to Returnal." This would be in response to my japery poking fun at the fact that people were complaining that there's no save function and were having to resort to putting labels on their console saying "do not touch, I'm in the middle of a game" and, you know, stuff like that. He continues, "All rogue games have a save option. Hades, for example, lets you save and quit at any point. You can't scum the save because it's destroyed when you start it up, but a long Hades run is an hour. I ran through the first biome of 6 in 2 hours on Returnal before needing to go do other stuff. I have to leave my game to the rest mode gods, which doesn't always end well. I lost a run to the damn game patching itself. Surely this isn't okay. Now, I will accept that, that if the fact that if you have your console set to download updates and patch itself and stuff, it should not exit the game or action that you're actively in to install said patches. It should go, that's in use, I can't download the patch. So yeah, I am with you on that one. I grew up with saveless NES games, but we have moved on from that. Surely I can't be expected to be able to afford £70 for a game and be able to dedicate a dozen hours non-stop to a run. It just feels like the devs have no respect for my time. / rant over. Now, I didn't reply on Twitter because I thought it would be a better talking point here on the show. But I did respond to his initial part by saying, hopefully the longer show kept your spirits up a little longer. And he said it did, thanks. Yes, because last week, fair play to you, Colin, for editing that behemoth of a show.
It was enjoyable.
Well, that makes it slightly better then.
It was enjoyable to get it done and dusted.
Yeah. I know I'm certainly pleased we'll get, all right, it's done, I can go off and do stuff now. Yeah, so this Returnal thing then, I don't play many roguelikes, and I don't know that I necessarily want to. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate that a lot of people are playing and enjoying Returnal, but it just seems like it's... Everyone's talking about it because, you know, nothing else new has come out of late.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So people are clambering to get the latest fix, and that's what it is. I genuinely don't think it's my type of game.
I don't think it is myself. I don't know much of it, actually. I mean, it's... I haven't seen much of the game. I'm sure about... go into YouTube now and type in Returnal, I'll see plenty of it, but it definitely hasn't been advertised very well.
It's been advertised infrequently. You tend to see more static images on Twitter than you do, like,
yeah,
videos.
I know there's a lot of people playing it and enjoying it, but it doesn't seem my type of game. It definitely seems like Jer's type of game, because he likes all that sort of hassle stuff.
See, I'm not even sure of that. Definitely Dark Souls, Demon Souls-y, Neo, that sort of thing. But this is more bullet hell.
Right, okay.
But third person style. So,
okay.
Yeah, you can see things shooting at you, you can learn enemy patterns and stuff. But then when you die, everything resets and you end up fighting different monsters on, what is effectively a different world.
All right. So it auto-regenerates
everything and starts again. Right.
Okay. Oh, that doesn't seem very fair, but then, you know, to each his own, I'm sure. It's not something I ever see myself playing, unless, even if it does come to PS Plus in the next 5 years.
Well, they made no secret about the play style, like, on the run-up. So I do remember seeing trailers of it, and them saying, well, even at, like, the State of Play stuff, where they said
House Marquee game.
Yes, House Mark. Yeah,
House Mark. So they are sort of, you know, known as an indie developer.
Yeah, well, they're the ones that did Resogun.
Yeah, so this would be a big game for them.
Yes, very much.
This would be not something they would normally have done in the past.
No, but then, you know, No Man's Sky came out from the people that did Joe Danger.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. They're still supporting that game. Fair play to them.
Yeah.
I believe the Mass Effect ship has now come out on that game or something, is it? So I've seen something on Twitter about it. On Twitter, yeah. There's a Mass Effect ship come out for No Man's Sky on that game. Something like that, to celebrate Mass Effect coming out or something. I don't know. That's the right thought I've seen anyway. Maybe I'm wrong, Justin.
Who knows?
I don't think it's fair that you should have to play a game for several hours before you can save a game. I think most games now should have either autosave or allow you to save at any stage. For me, it just makes the game more fun when I can save a game at any point.
Apart from online games?
Well, obviously, yeah. But any game that's campaign, single player, should be allowed to save at any point. I should certainly give you the option. But if you're going to have to play a game for 2 hours without saving, I can't see Brooker still playing this game in 3 or 4 months' time.
Well, it's not Hitman, is it?
Even though he says on the last episode that he is thoroughly enjoying it and it's not putting him off, I really hope that he gets to finish this game, because even though he didn't pay the full price because he shared with Lee, because he's not obviously rich and he can't afford to be forking out 70 quid a game, but it's not something I would have been interested in the first place, so I'm glad he's enjoying it, but it's not something I can ever see myself play.
Nor me.
But I have said that before.
Yeah, in fact, on this show, about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. I don't think it's very fair, and I believe they're trying to work around it, but I don't see how they can. I'm sure they'll patch it in at some stage. Even to give you the option to do it. You know, you don't have to do it, but just to give you the option. Because as Brooker says, you know, some of us can't afford to sit around for 2 hours non-stop. Especially if you've got young kids and...
Well, what if you're a speedrunner?
Well, I'm sure if you're a speedrunner, you'll embrace this game and really enjoy it, no? Most speedrunners do older games anyway, don't they?
I played plenty of games like Persona and played for literally hours without saving and then gone, I probably should save, just in case I die.
Yeah, but you had the option to save, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well then, the option should be there.
Well, do you want to read the next one? Because then I'll do the one afterwards.
I will. Geekachu Gav at Kaiser Soche 13. So, at last I've loaded, in the latest episode, I'm trying to evoke one of the Irish hosts would never think of it. On the side note, anyone looking for a Geekachu t-shirt?
So, I didn't accuse anyone of provoking me. I said, with relation to the Geekachu podcast t-shirts, I said, oh, I think this one's aimed at me. And I said that because I thought it was a conspiring little dig at me about you having your shirt, or rather not having your shirt, which has been a running thread on this show for the last 6 years.
Basically has, yes. Well, I'd say certainly the last 5 years, because the first year I didn't feel I deserved one, but I've certainly felt like I've deserved one for the last 5 years. But yeah, it's just an ongoing little fun thing we do, Justin. It's nothing serious. Certainly not.
No. And as previously said, I have told you to sort it out and tell me and I will pay.
Exactly.
So, yes, moving back to the thing, the show notes, those are the words, yes. I can podcast me.
You can.
So Geekachu Podcast, our Geekachu Podcast, said, I cannot recommend these guys highly enough, so follow, listen and subscribe to these fantastic podcasts. At Last Save Loaded, at 60MW Podcast, at FilmGuff, at Lapse Gamer, at How to Make a Game, at Codec Moments, at A Band of Gamers, at Confessional Pod, at Character Unlock, at Open World Show, at Big Little Chef GP, and at Backlog Beyond.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the sharing the podcast love to everyone that does. We always appreciate any time someone suggests that someone else might like our show, and we thank you all for listening and checking us out and coming back for more. Now, late submission from last week on Justin and Colin would like to know what games you have played in the last 2 weeks.
Cool.
We had...
Shall I read this?
Sorry?
Do you want me to read this?
I'm happy to read this. I spent long enough to putting it all in there.
Go for it.
So we had The Real Life at Gala of Earth. Say tons. It's a modded household. And then proceeded to list off which tons that included, which in no particular order, apart from the order that they were written. Zombies Ate My Neighbours, Ghoul Patrol, Tetris Attack, Ape Escape, Einhander, Amiga Boost, Mega Man Legends, Mega Man 8, World's Scariest Police Chases, Adventures of Lolo, Friday the 13th, NES, Duke Nukem 3D, Pinball FX3, Ghoul Patrol, Armored Core, Dragon's Lair, Buster Move, Pocket Fighter, Mortal Kombat Trilogy, Incredible Crisis, Croc, Phalanx, Super Mario World, Beetlejuice, NES, and Game Boy. South Park, PS1, Rugrats Search for Reptar, Siphon Filter, The Tourist, Contra Collection, Vassara Collection, Doom, Mario 64 DS, Resident Evil 2, GTA 1, Wild Guns, Redneck Rampage, Myst, Metal Slug, Haunting, starring Poltergeist, Mega Man Battle Network, Rampage World Tour, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, Zelda, All Consoles, Twinbee Detana, Twinbee, Parodius, RoboCop vs. Terminator, Sega version, Twisted Metal 2, Rogue Trip Vacation 2012, Sonic, Mario Party 1-4, No One Can Stop Mr. Domino, Mario Kart, all of them, Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver, Mark of Cree, Fatal Frame 1 and 2, Midnight Club Dub Edition Remix, Transformers Fall of Cybertron and War for Cybertron, Turok Evolution, NFL Blitz, Mutant League, all, and Porky Pigs HH.
Wow.
There are definitely some games in there I've never heard of, some I've played, and some I'm just aware they exist. But that is a very extensive list.
Pretty much. Fair play to you. Thank you. Thank you, Justin, for reading that humongous list out. And yes, he's certainly a retro gaming fan. Oh, fair play. Thank you very much. So, question of the week. Would you like to tell Justin and Colin what movies or TV shows you have watched in the last 2 weeks? And Mike Green, The Path to Amen. At The Path to Amen, I've seen quite a few movies recently. Fast and Furious 1, Expendables 2, Harry Brown, great movie. Men in Black 3, not so good. The Italian Job remake, 21 Bridges, yes, good film. Pitch Perfect 2, couldn't be arsed. I've also finished off season 1 of Taken and started watching all the latest seasons of various Chicago Universe series.
That's Chicago.
Wow. Chicago, yes. What did I say?
Chicago?
All right, sorry.
I think.
Anyway, thank you.
I will apologise if I edit this and find out you did actually say it properly.
Probably didn't.
But that'd be like Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, all that.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah, The Expendables 2 I thought was okay. It really went downhill by the time they got for 3. Fast and Furious 1 was where it was about the cars, even though it's massively unrealistic and not actually going to happen. Men in Black 3 I've not seen, but the Men in Black movies get substantially worse as they go up from the original.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the Italian Job remake is again, not as good as the original one. And I haven't watched any of the Pitch Perfect movies, so I can't say anything about that.
21 Bridges, that's the one with Tom Hanks in it, isn't it?
No, 21 Bridges is the one with Chadwick Boseman in, where they have to close all the bridges to Manhattan, if I remember correctly.
Ah, yes, yes. I've seen that, I think, yeah.
I believe. I remember seeing the advert for it. Trillion Penguin, multi-platform Penguin, at Bouncy Cynic says, not a lot. Taskmaster was hilarious as always. Mike Wozniak is my hero. I don't know what to say to that. I appreciate the chap is funny, unintentionally and intentionally. Aside from TV, I've been watching the streaming of Solemn 67 and 16-Bit Nostalgia. And on YouTube, at Kindly Kian, courtesy of Small Person, but I enjoy him too.
Now, when I seen this, I went and checked out this Kindly Kian.
Yeah.
He's not bad.
I mean, it's
he's bearable.
He's one of the better YouTubers that sits and plays games that is very fine for younger children to watch. Like, no swearing, always playing child-friendly games that you could get hold of. And I've watched plenty of his stuff while I've been in the Ipswich area.
Yeah. Thank you, Trillian, and thank you, Justin. Paul W. at just_wondering_. I must admit, not much TV has been watched, but I have really enjoyed the BBC Two three-part documentary about corruption within the police force. I highly recommend watching Bent Coppers Crossing the Line of Duty. Oh, sounds sexy.
Dave at Yellowbug 1969 says, going to start keeping this to cinema visits only from now on. Already seen Those Who Wish Me Dead, that's the one I said that I think I'm going to go watch, and Godzilla vs. Kong. By the time you record, I'll have also have seen Spiral from the Book of Saw and Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I thought that was Spiral the Dragon you were talking about.
No, Spiral as in a swirly thing, like Saw.
Oh, yes, lovely. Lee B. Blueheart at Manic 7 Muppet 8. Been watching a lot of movies recently. Child's Play remake, pretty good in my opinion. Could CHUD, awful 80s horror that's not aged well, lol. Hush, enjoyable and clever take on the slasher genre. Oxygen, fucking brilliant sci-fi movie. Now, I didn't say that. I meant to say ing brilliant sci-fi movie. Thank you, Lee.
He even starred out all the letters in his tweet.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Yeah,
you chose to fill in letters that weren't filth. There.
Filth, that's me.
Filthy.
Filthy. That's me.
Yes. Well, thank you for also pronouncing Chud or CHUD as Cud or whatever it, I don't know what he said. Anyway, I'm moving on. Kev Pirate Flag at Kevney says Peter Rabbit 2 and Mortal Kombat. I mean, if you were going to go for two more polarizing films, I don't think you could really get much worse than that. Both really enjoyable movies, but there's definitely smarter writers on Team Rabbit Rabbit face. TV-wise, watching a lot of Sykes from the early to mid-70s on Forces TV and The American Office on Prime. Both utter genius comedies that have had me laughing out loud.
Yes, The American Office is actually very funny, considering it was written... Well, it wasn't written by Americans, it was written by...
Initially.
Stephen Barnett at sbarnett82, watching Bad Batch as it comes out. Lego Freelancers Adventures? Taskmaster. Plus, found Guyver manga on YouTube. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you very much to everyone that took the time to tweet in this week. And obviously, thank you, Colin, for telling me what you've been watching.
Oh, well, I like to give a little handout now and again, Justin.
Well, I was going to say, well, let's let you continue giving a handout and share some love with people that you're enjoying.
Yes, a handout, Justin, not a hand job. Anyway, here lies Amicus, 60 Minutes Wit, Geekachu, Game Burst, Twitch. I've been watching. I haven't been watching George or Monkey Mafia games because they haven't been streaming lately, but I have been watching Selective Prune, and I would like to give a little bit of extra love back to Dave Knackerback, who is feeling poorly this week and he will not be able to stream tomorrow morning. So get well soon, Dave.
Get well soon, Dave, yes. That's our Saturday morning. Just temporarily having to let you have a lie-in.
Apparently.
Twitch-wise, I've been participating indirectly in the stream from Solemn 67, monitoring the chat. And I've...
Have you?
Yeah, whenever we stream, I've got the chat open.
Oh.
Because you need someone who can ban the spam box for you.
Oh, whenever we stream, you haven't been... All right, yeah. Yeah, fair play, yeah. Not when I stream.
Well, I didn't get up early enough this morning.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah.
That's actually a lie. I'm sorry. It's a lie because I will admit to waking up at around 10 to 7, except that I refused to open my eyes until my alarm went off at 20 to 8.
Well,
I knew. I was awake, but I was like, I'm not getting up. It's not alarm time. I'm not getting up. So, yes, I was actually up, but not awake or the other way around. Yeah. So I have managed to catch some people on Twitch this week, which was Cockney Charmer. And I try and drop in on a Saturday morning to Knackered Mac before I'm getting ready to talk to Colin, usually so I can just confirm he's in a happy mood before I have to deal with his wrath.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
And also dropped in on Animated Jenny, who is streaming from America Land and later in the evening.
Cool.
So, well, that's another show in the bag, Colin. We're getting closer to our special music edition LSL episode 400. We've got a few listener submissions, but we're still welcoming anyone else who wants to let us know of any game music that they particularly enjoyed or like to even play on their radio. I've got several CDs of game music.
So have I, Justin.
Well, I'd like to see some little notes appearing in your allocated slot on the show notes page I've done for you.
Of course you will, Justin. Leave it to the last minute. Yeah,
that's what I'm expecting. But yes, if you would like to send us some suggestions for music to put in the show, then you've still got a few weeks left to do this. You can email the show lastsaveloaded@gmail.com with suggestions, or you can tweet us, contact me directly with @onya6, or Colm will be handling @lastsaveloaded and your own account, Colm.
Yes, you can find me at Solemn67, or you can find me twitching from twitch.tv/Solemn67.
I promise I will start twitching again soon from the Onya 6 cool. Twitch channel. But until I do, best place to catch me is on Colm stream when... I did participate in a stream with Trillion as well.
Yes, that's right.
Because people were saying that it was a very posh stream.
Yeah, very posh.
So that was on twitch.tv/Trillion83.
Excellent.
Okay, Colm, is there anything else you would like to mention before we get out of here?
No, I think that's it, Justin. I'm ready to eat a sandwich.
I am ready to potentially go out to the shopping of go in search of food now, because I came straight home from work as I finished late today. But that's actually why I've still got my shoes on from getting in. That's the dedication. Got to get in with the show and get it knocked out of the park.
Exactly.
Right. We are planning to be recording our Gamecast on Bugsnax tomorrow. It may not be released for a little while. We're going to keep it in the bank for when we need, for whatever reason, need a week off. And we can just release the show, drop it in there, and let you guys not miss out on having some LSL content. Although, if plenty of people go, no, I really want to hear the Gamecast, this is also a game that's not even been out for that long. It came out in November, so we don't want to give away too many spoilers in case people want to catch up and play the game first. So, all that remains to be said is we'll be back next week, and it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Goodbye. Nothing would stop me from hearing your beautiful voice.
I don't know about beautiful, but I'll take it.
You take it, Justin. It's a compliment. You're not going to get one of them for a long, long time, yeah.
Okay.
You know how uncommon my compliments are, Justin. Just as common as me. So, Justin, what do you want for your birthday?
I have not even thought about it.
Would you like to think about it?
You could have a chat with Ruth, because she's been given a list from me, but not a list. I just said, I was.
Here is my list of top 100 things I would like for my birthday.
No, I actually said, I was going to get this, and I guess you could get me that instead, and then I don't have to buy it. That would be handy. We're discussing today the idea of going to a camel sanctuary on my birthday.
A camel sanctuary?
Yeah, you know, a place that does like camel rides and donkey rides and stuff, and they look after camels.
Oh,
we're going to hopefully go there on the bank holiday, and when I was looking at the tickets, there was a thing saying they do a special event on certain days. And I went, that's my birthday, so perhaps we should go there then. So we'll see how it goes when I'm there next weekend. And if we like it, then maybe we'll go back 2 weeks later.
Hopefully the weather will be much more improved and summery than this horrendous weather
absolutely.
We're having at the moment. Hopefully. Usually when you get a bit of bout of bad weather, you tend to get a bout of better weather. Yeah, that didn't make sense.
I know what you mean. It normally improves for a bit after a spate of bad weather.
Yeah.
I think I would have probably burst a lung if I was going to try and get all of that out in one sentence, but I had a go.
Expendables, not expandables.
Expendable waistlines. That's me.
That's me too. You little shit. Go away.
What? Because you're going to have to read three?
No, okay. No, it's because the feckin' anti-forest.
Oh, that pop-up's come out
again. Christ. Just because I feckin' installed iCloud on my feckin' laptop. Plus, found Guy Mania on YouTube. No, Guyver Manga on YouTube. Guy Mania. Guyver Manga on YouTube.
What were we playing? I can't think.
Oh, it's okay, Justin. Don't bother.
I won't.